Kuda.
I'm Arjun Gill.
And I'm Jeff Haynes.
Welcome to the last episode of season one of A Buddhist Life. Yay.
For 2020, what a crazy year.
Yeah. So we just thought we'd talk quickly, have a really short podcast, talk about the season, talk about what's coming, so everybody can kind of have an idea going forward. We're going to be gone for a month, and then we'll be back with season two, a new sound, I guess, a little bit. You're still going to have some similar sounds, but it's going to hopefully be better for our listeners, and also better for, you know, everybody involved.
Yeah, so we'd love to hear too what from any listeners about topics moving forward, things that they enjoyed this past 2020. With COVID, it was lots of things to talk about, and we tried to find a balance between, you know, relevant issues at the time, but just interesting everyday topics as Buddhists.
I found it really interesting because this obviously is a new process for us. So trying to put together a podcast has been a lot of fun. I guess the best part about it for me has been the fact that we've had so many interesting people participate so far. I mean, there's Jeff and I and Arjun, of course, but we've had lots of guests. And I think that's one of the things that I would really try to aim for is continue to have lots of guests come on. And in that regard, I'm hoping that we can have a podcast next year or next season with Kanda Shibata Sensei. She's from Stockton, USA. She's a minister there. And a buddy of ours from when we did Tokudo, Caitlin Masarmesh. So I'm really looking forward to having them on board and looking forward to having people suggest people to talk to too.
Yeah, this podcast is a really good opportunity to listen to people and listen to stories that you usually don't get a chance to listen to, especially in the Jodo Shinshu Buddhism world. So we really would appreciate if whoever's listening, you know, give us ideas. We're always open to ideas and people. It could be someone in your Sangha that you know has a really unique story. You could suggest them and we could reach out. It could be anybody. It could be someone you've always wanted to hear talk. It could be someone you look up to, and we can go in and put the work to try to get them on the podcast. You can reach out, you can comment on the podcast episodes. You can also email us at btsaboard@gmail.com. That's btsaboard@gmail.com. And that's a really good way of reaching out personally to me, Roland, and Jeff. We really want some more audience feedback moving forward. That also comes with, you know, rating us 5 stars on iTunes and leaving a review. What that does is it puts us higher up on the list, and we show up in front of more people on the podcast app. And that goes a long way. I think we're going to be pushing that a lot more moving forward here. I definitely think we're going to try to collab with some other podcasts that are on the platforms as well, whether it may be through marketing or just doing a podcast episode together or something. I think it's a really good way of having some viewers, you know, cross and listen to each other's stuff. So that's what I'm hoping for. But as the first season listeners, we really appreciate you tuning in, and your feedback is the most important to us right now.
Yeah, and I think moving forward, which is great, has been really interesting. Is you're right, having people on with very interesting stories, and also the listeners. Anybody have topics that they would like to know more about from a general Buddhist perspective, or general Buddhism to Jodo Shinshu specific, but also maybe even if anybody's interested in exploring Buddhist perspectives on, you know, like the big issues that kind of came up during 2020, you know, things like athlete activism, Black Lives Matter, indigenous issues, specifically in Canada, you know, Buddhist perspectives on even capitalism and government responses to things. There's lots of things that have a Buddhist perspective and have a Buddhist opinion, and specifically Jodo Shinshu as well. So there's lots to explore, and I really I've enjoyed being on the podcast so far.
Yeah. And sorry, go ahead, Roland.
Oh, no, I was going to ask you guys, what was your favorite episode of this year?
Oh, probably Tanisho for me.
I was just going to say, Tanisho.
It was a good one. It was a great learning experience for me, and I feel other people felt that too, so.
Yeah, and I think one great aspect of Tanisho, Arjun, was the questions that you would often bring from the, you know, the new perspective, right? And then get us, me and Roland, you know, we've done a lot of schooling now, but, you know, we're still relatively new and we could all banter back and forth over those questions and think about things. I did enjoy that.
I'm really looking forward to hearing the sports, the comments on both sports and Buddhism. I haven't heard that podcast yet, so I'm really looking forward to getting a chance. And that's the latest one, right, Arjun?
Yes, yes. That's a good one. I think it shows that all of us have a little bit of a competitive edge. So I think we really, once COVID gets, you know, aside, we might have to do actually a playing basketball while talking podcast. That would be, I'm still on that. I think that's groundbreaking stuff. Yeah, and I think we also have to think about, like, we're not, you know, we're not tied to a specific format. There's a bunch of directions we can go here. So if you think, okay, we want to talk about Black Lives Matter or Indigenous issues in Canada, we can bring in someone like a professor or somebody who specializes in that. And then we can talk to them. And then we can talk about the Buddhist perspective after that. It doesn't have to be just Buddhism related in that moment. And then there's also, you know, we can always talk about some really basic beginner stuff. Like, I need that in my life. So if you feel like you're not, you know, fully into Jodo Shinshu Buddhism yet, and you have some basic questions, send them our way. You know, we'll talk about it. We'll get it out there so that you and other people can listen to it. So yeah, moving forward, what do you two think, you know, what's something that you want to do in season two that we didn't do this season?
Well, I think one of the things that I wanted to talk about was meditation and, you know, just a basic guide to meditation one, and then talk about the Jodo Shinshu perspective on meditation, because meditation is such a big part of lots of people's lives, I guess. And I know Jeff's a meditator and I try to do some meditation. We've been running meditation sessions at the temple before COVID, and hopefully we'll get that restarted again real soon. And so I think it'll be interesting to talk about that as one.
Yeah, that came up in the last episode, the sports one, actually. So I think it'd be a really interesting topic to talk about. Is it possible to transfer the meditation class into a podcast form? So if we had one episode where you help people meditate through the podcast?
Yeah, I think we could do that for sure.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think it'll be the full out week, because we do an hour and you don't want to be listening to 20 minutes of silent meditation. but we can go over the basics of what we do and maybe have even a couple of guest speakers or people who are really into meditation and maybe have a slightly different view on how to do their, how they do their meditation.
I was just thinking the same thing. We must know enough people. Meditation obviously is probably the most well-known aspect to Buddhism in North America. And definitely a podcast surrounding that. I mean, in the schools right now, we're also hearing a lot about mindfulness, which is definitely linked to meditation as well. So there's lots to explore there. And I think getting guests would be fairly easy to have a great discussion surrounding that influence in North America now. I think it's a great idea to try and just get people, you know, either experts, kind of quote unquote, or people well in an area, you know, such as Black Lives Matter, you know, or Indigenous issues, especially in Canada, and just have a discussion with Buddhist perspectives on that. The other thing I think, you know, moving forward might, you know, and I'm curious what who our listeners are and what they would actually request, but is also just some podcasts surrounding particular aspects of Buddhism, you know, maybe on an introductory level, but still with a maybe even a guest or, you know, even ourselves too. But like, you know, we got the three treasures, we got the four truths, noble truths, we got the eightfold path. There's lots to explore and to have other people, you know, learn what drives our Buddhist life on a day-to-day basis, those fundamental teachings that link all Buddhists together and then obviously lead towards that Jodo Shinshu perspective. Mm-hmm.
Another interesting thing is different sects of Buddhism, helping someone understand the different sects, because it's something that I was confused about at the beginning. So I think it could be something that could be brought clarity. And even talking to people from different sects of Buddhism and seeing what the differences are and similarities between the two, I think that would be a really interesting podcast.
Yeah, and I think that I agree completely. And I think that's kind of the interesting thing we're sitting at here is, for so long, Jodo Shinshu has been, it's a sect of Buddhism. So it's a branch of Buddhism, and it has its kind of own ways of operating. So now when I first joined the temple, I had to figure out where that sit within the general Buddhism that I was reading about. And you're right, I would assume on some level, some podcasts, I know some listeners are exactly what you're asking about. How does this separate? And the terminology and the words found in Jodo Shinshu, how does that link back to the general Buddhist that might have just picked up the introductory, you know, Buddhism for Dummies book and is trying to link this all together? And podcasts and some articles would definitely help that.
Right. Awesome. Well, I think that's it. If Antonis, you two have anything else to add, say, comments?
No, I just want to wish everybody a happy new year. I hope 2021 is going to be a better year than 2020. Hopefully things will open up once we get the vaccine rolling out a little bit more.
I'd love to say that it can't get any worse, but you just don't know.
I'm looking forward to good year, actually. I think it's going to be really, really good.
I agree.
Things are going to start opening up. So.
I hope, like, to be quite honest, I really hope, you know, I have kids, but I hope for the youth between the ages of about, you know, 12 and 25, that we all start making decisions that help get them involved again in sports. Like, it's great to see pro athletes playing and doing things, but our youth need to be, you know, out there and active. And I hope we make decisions that support them moving forward and getting active again.
Yeah. Whenever people go through life-changing experiences, there's that little moment after where things are very different and they push for things that they normally wouldn't. And I'm hoping that's what's coming from the pandemic, where people have this perspective of, you know, I didn't have the opportunity to do these things for the past year, and now I can do those things. And I really hope that, you know, kids and people push for more connection amongst each other.
Wonderful.
And as a Buddhist, I hope that we continue to be grateful and compassionate to others. That's my wish for this coming year.
And on that note, I'd like to put your hands together in Gassho. Thanks for the three of us and everyone else that was involved in supporting the podcast and being on the podcast as well. It was a wonderful year. And for that, Namo Amida Butsu.
Namo Amida Butsu.